Minister of Information and Telecommunications Michael Makuei-Lewes says the government is unable to execute the 2023-2024 fiscal year budget due to problems with selling the country's oil, which include the fighting in Sudan.
The war in the sisterly neighbor, the Sudan, has greatly impacted on the economic situation in South Sudan, which relies mainly on oil production. The oil wells that were waterlogged by heavy flood over the first rainy seasons are still unrecovered, and the oil sector has not been able to increase production. Now the pipeline taking our crude to Port Sudan has experienced jellying process in numbers 1 and 5 stations, making it difficult for the crude oil to reach export market, that is, to reach Port Sudan. Even if the crude were to reach Port Sudan, it would still not be possible to ship it for sale due to the threat of blockade of shipping in the Red Sea.
Makuei acknowledges that the skyrocketing prices of goods has caused a lot of suffering for South Sudanese, but says the government is working to turn around the economy. Makuei says these moves will enable the government to meet its obligations, including paying the salaries of civil servants who have not been paid in months.
The financial crisis causing extreme suffering in the country likely originate from poor fiscal performance due to lack of revenue diversification and dependence on oil proceeds. To resolve this fiscal crisis, the government is taking proactive measures to mobilize resources through streamlining collection, consolidating government finances, implementing public finance management reforms, and diversifying the economy.
Alich Garang, the governor of the central bank, says the Bank of South Sudan is working to stabilize the market by instituting a restrictive monetary policy.
The government has other alternative sources of revenue, and that is the non-oil revenue. At the moment, I can submit that your government is working day and night to increase non-oil revenue. We have to double our effort as a bank to ensure that Numile branch can become operational soon. And so what I can say today is that once with central bank branch operates in Numile, it's going to be easy.
Economist Abraham Aliet is an advisor to the government's economic cluster. He suggests the government has to look for additional sources of revenue to turn around the economy.
Non-oil revenue, you cannot call them revenue before you process them for it to become revenue. So I would say we are going to revert to other resources, not non-oil resources. To expand the economy means that they need to introduce new resources, need to tap the new resources, including gum arabic, including gold, including fish and fisheries, including animal wealth and animal products, and then agriculture. These are the things now government need to do.
South Sudan depends on oil for 98% of the government's annual operating budget and 80% of its gross domestic product. Last week, South Sudan crude oil sold for $76.57 a barrel. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.